الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues of reciting peace and blessings, Durood Sharif, upon the best of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, our Holy Prophet, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In one narration it is mentioned, Man qala sallallahu ala Muhammad, the one who says sallallahu ala Muhammad, the one who recites this particular Durood Sharif, فَتَحَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ سَبْعِينَ بَابًا مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. That individual has opened for himself 70 doors of mercy. Not just one or two, but 70 doors of mercy are open for that individual who recites this Durood Sharif, sallallahu ala Muhammad. And you may be aware that in this environment of Dawat Islami, regularly we hear the Muballighin saying Sallu Alal Habib, and thereafter this particular Durood Sharif is recited as well. So this may be one of the wisdoms behind it. There are immense blessings in reciting Durood Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to recite Durood Sharif, Salat and Salam in abundance. Ameen. Sallu Alal Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to another episode of this series in which we are speaking about the life of Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, also known with the title Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the one who is the helper of the believers, the one who is the helper of those who are in need and are requesting help. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this episode we will be discussing the vast knowledge of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And prior to that, just to make you realize the importance of sacred knowledge in Islam, I will mention some sayings of our Buzurgani Deen, our pious predecessors, our elders, in regards to knowledge and why it is the most exceptional quality within a human being. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi quotes that one of our elders said, if strength was the best thing that a person was bestowed, then the elephants and other such animals, they would be superior to human beings. They would be the most superior creation. Why? Because of the strength and power they have. Then they mentioned that if speed was the most exceptional quality or the most important quality of a person, then an animal such as a cheetah and such other animals who are really quick and they are rapid, they would have fazilat, they would have superiority. They mentioned that if other qualities like bravery, the bravery of a lion, who doesn't know about the bravery of a lion? If this was the outstanding factor, then a lion would be the greatest in creation. But in fact, the thing that makes one stand out and makes him superior to all others is ilm, is knowledge. Knowledge is that thing that distinguishes between people and tells you of the rank of people. Therefore, insan, human being, why is he the greatest? It's because he has been bestowed with intellect, with aql, and along with that, ilm as well. If he strives, if he struggles to learn ilm, then inshallah, Allah will open the doors for him. So once we have identified that ilm is the most important thing, it's very, very important. If a person has knowledge, then this is his weapon. This is his provisions. This is his provision. These are his weapons when facing difficulties. Now Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he was somebody who was bestowed with an immense amount of knowledge. When we speak about his knowledge, we could do episodes and episodes. But inshallah today I will mention the main points that the muarrikheen, the historians, the scholars of Islam have mentioned in regards to the knowledge of Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Now before I begin, it's important that I mention a few statements from his contemporaries. Now, if you want to know how great somebody is, if you want to know how highly ranked somebody is, you ask the people who live alongside him. Why is this? Because sadly, it's in the human nature that when they see another person with some exceptional qualities, when they see somebody who has been bestowed with different attributes, then they become jealous of him. They find it hard to praise him. They don't want to hear about him. So jealousy eats away at them. But the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, as we know, they were pure souls. They were free from all these defects and these spiritual diseases of the heart. Why? Because they were in the constant tarbiyah, training of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this reason, you will not ever find them bad-mouthing other companions. You will not find them insulting other companions. You will not find them speaking ill of other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa. In fact, you will only find them praising, you will only find them praising the other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in regards to Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, great sahaba-i kiram, kibar sahaba-i kiram, very highly ranked sahaba-i kiram, alim ridwan, they did not stop at just saying that he was very knowledgeable. They said such statements about him, subhanallah, that make us realize his greatness. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, himself a very knowledgeable sahabi, Mufassiri Qur'an, he was very knowledgeable. The Prophet ﷺ prayed for him on many occasions. He once said that whenever we ask Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem any question, whenever we asked him about anything, he always gave us the correct reply. He always gave us the correct answer. He did not err. He did not make a mistake. He always gave the correct answer. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. On one occasion, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, before her, in her presence, in her blessed court, somebody mentioned Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And she said, I do not know of an individual who knows more shari'i masail, more fiqhi rulings, more juristic rulings than Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. He's the most knowledgeable in this aspect. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, another great sahabi, a faqih, a jurist from this ummah, he said that in Madinah Sharif, in the city of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim, there is no one more knowledgeable in ilm-e faraiz. Ilm-e faraiz refers to the laws of inheritance. When somebody passes away, how is his wealth distributed? Who gains what share? Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, according to the statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, was an expert in ilm-e faraiz. And he mentions in regards to cases that were taken to the Qadi al-Qudat, the chief, the judges, he never made a mistake. He was exceptional. He was an expert in making the correct decisions. And again, this praise didn't stop there. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala, he states that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had many companions. But one thing stood out in Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. I noticed that from all the Sahaba-i kiram, all the companions, approximately 124,000 companions, there was not a single companion who openly said to the people, ask me about anything. Ask me about anything. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madin channel, can you imagine somebody saying to you, ask me about anything you like, any topic, any science, and I will answer that question for you. You won't find a person today like that. And the Sahaba-i kiram, they also say that there was none like that, except one. And that one individual was Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. He said, ask me about anything, and inshallah I will reply correctly. Another narration from the same companion, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that whenever a case was presented in the court of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, another great sahabi, another knowledgeable sahabi, somebody who had amassed a great amount of knowledge. Whenever any case came to his court, and it was a very difficult one, it was not an easy one to judge, it was not like the normal cases, a very difficult one, then he would actually try to track down Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. If he was not able to track down Sayyidina Ali or find him, ask about his whereabouts, where is Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem? If he was not able to do this, then he would seek refuge in Allah. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not want to err, I do not want to make a mistake in this decision. Allahu Akbar. How much reliance did the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan have on Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wa jal kareem. Even the likes of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the one who was most closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after Siddiq Akbar, the highest ranking Sahabi, yet when it came to mentioning a decision in a very difficult case, said, where is Sayyidina Ali karamallahu anhu? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? I want to ask him about this question so that he may solve my problem. Subhanallah. On one occasion, Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiallahu ta'ala an, a case was presented before him of a woman who had committed fornication, and because of this, she became pregnant. Now, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an ruled that this woman, she must be punished, as it is in this state that she is carrying the baby as well. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an heard about this, he reminded Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, said, do you not remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if she gained that baby through illegal means, not supported by the Sharia, then what must she do? You must wait until she actually delivers the baby, and then the punishment takes place. When Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an heard this, and he remembered the qawl of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed saying, he said the famous words, لَوْلَا عَلِيٌّ لَهَلَكَ عُمَرٌ. If it was not for Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhal kareem, if he did not remind me on this occasion, and many other occasions he supported me and helped me, then Umar had been destroyed. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. How important was this Sahabi amongst the Sahaba-i Kiram? They relied upon him. He rectified many of them. He told them about mistakes. Subhanallah al-Azim. And we must remember, my dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madin channel, you're probably thinking, how did somebody gain so much knowledge in short lifetime? Life is very short. How did Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem gain this amount of knowledge? And the answer you will find, the ulama will mention time and time again, that this was a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They stayed in the company of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will find themselves openly admitting and saying that this was not none of our doing. This knowledge that we have, all these greatnesses, all these attributes, all these qualities, it's not our own doing. This is all the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And this was the same for Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. He says that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered me to go to Yemen, he ordered me to go to Yemen so that I become the chief justice there, so that I become the ruler there, so that I may make decisions amongst the people. And he said, I was afraid. I said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am still inexperienced. I am a youngster. I may make mistakes. I am not very confident in this matter. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah al-azim, his grace was flowing. His ocean of mercy was flowing. He turned to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and he struck his chest with his blessed hand and said, O Ali, why are you worrying? He prayed for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and he said, Ya ilaha al-alameen, O Allah Azza wa Jal, O the Lord of all the worlds, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is embarking to Yemen. He's afraid. He's worried. But Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you are all powerful. You are able to grant such knowledge, such confidence, such power to somebody. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enlighten the heart of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. O Allah Azza wa Jal, enlighten the heart of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and make his tongue full of efficacy. When he speaks, may people accept what he says. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah al-Azim. Just imagine the effects of that dua. The supplication of a prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that any dua that a prophet alayhi salam makes in the court of Allah azza wa jal is accepted. Because the prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not like any of us. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's accepted. We see the reward of it in this world. Sometimes it's gathered for us in the akhirah. Sometimes a difficulty is removed. We know this through the different ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the dua of a prophet is not rejected. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this special dua for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala states, Wallah, by Allah, in whose power is my soul. Whenever any case came to me after that, be it small, be it big, any case came to me, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I did not struggle in coming to the correct opinion. I did not struggle in coming to the correct decision regarding that case. And this was all the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah. Now Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, before I mention some examples of those decisions that he made. Decisions that we were not able to come up with. If they were presented before us, we would not have been able to make the right decision. Such intricate cases. Such cases that only the likes of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem could have answered. Subhanallah. Before that, just like to mention a few more fazail of this great sahabi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابها. That Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he is the door to the house of knowledge. I am the city of knowledge. Knowledge is distributed through me. But if you must enter that house, if you want to enter that house, you have to enter through the door. And who is the door? وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. Subhanallah. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَنَا دَارُ الْحِكْمَةِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. That I am the house of wisdom. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is most wise by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is very wise. He says, I am the house of wisdom. And who is the door? Once again he says, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem is the door to the house of wisdom. So whoever wants to gain a portion of this wisdom, my dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madin Channel, we must love Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. When you love these personalities, when you mention them in a good light, when you mention them and mention their fazail, inshallah azza wa jal, they will give you spiritual blessings, fairs. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and his understanding of the Qur'an Sharif, the in-depth knowledge he had of the Qur'an Sharif, a waqia testifies to this. On one occasion, he radiallahu ta'ala and said, if I wanted to, I could write the tafsir of Suratul Fatiha, just Suratul Fatiha, and fill 70 camels with the tafsir of Surah Fatiha. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, ponder for a moment. Have you actually even read one tafsir? Two tafsirs, three tafsirs? Probably not. We've lived 20 years of our lives, 30 years, 40 years. We've lived a long life. We may have not even read one tafsir. And here Sayyidina Ali is saying, I can actually write a tafsir of Suratul Fatiha and it would fill 70 camels. Allahu Akbar. So my dear brothers in Islam, in this episode today, we covered the greatness, the vastness of the knowledge of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. In reality, we can fill many, many episodes and go on and on and on. This was just a glimpse. What we learn from this, that we should also devote some of our time. I know we're busy. We live busy lives. Everyone is complaining, I don't have time. But we should live our life in such a way that we give time to the deen, to learn sacred deen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever travels in a path to learn knowledge, he is on a path to paradise. Allah makes the path to paradise easy for him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable to gain benefit from our akabirin, especially Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And for his sake, may he give us just a drop of ilm-e-deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi.